Greetings and welcome to Tar and Feathers Psycho Cinema Web Radio Show. Now here they are, straight from the bowels of the asylum, Dr. Tar and Professor Feather.
Okay, fellow inmates, back here in the cellars of the asylum. Oh, I'm sorry to say, Professor Feather is here by himself tonight. Dr. Tar was supposed to be here, but a few cantankerous patients needed to be taken care of, shall we say. So the good doctor had to do that. I feel kind of funny here, but hey, the show must go on sometimes. So anyway, we're here tonight, and we're getting ready to make a little telephone call to our good buddy out in Missouri, Roy Hoggins. Or Uncle Roy Hoggins. See, I need Tar here. That's all there is to it. Anyway, Uncle Roy Hoggins. Uncle Roy is a host who puts out a decidedly adult-themed DVD series called Stink-O-Rama. Oh, yes. We've seen a couple of these, and they are quite hilarious, but they are quite adult. So, the conversation that is to follow might be just a bit raw. If it is, so be it. Just be forewarned, all you fellow inmates. This is recommended for mature audiences. Okay, anyway, let's get this show on the road. Phone's ringing.
Hello?
Is this Uncle Roy Hoggins?
Who's this?
Uncle Roy, this is Professor Feather of Tar and Feathers Psycho Cinema.
Carl Weathers from Rocky? Who?
Yeah, that's pretty close. That's pretty close. Carl Weathers from Rocky. That's who this is. Hey, how are you doing, Uncle Roy?
I'm doing fine. I'm in here in the bathroom of no return. And I gotta tell you, Carl, I always loved you and everything I've seen you in. You kicked ass as Apollo Creed. And, hey, what can I say? A pleasure to talk to you.
Say right back at you there. Let me ask you one question. So, is that your real belly in the opening segment of episode 2, or is that a prosthetic?
No, that's all me. I'm 100% meat. There are no prosthetics used here, not even in my trousers there. You get all 12 inches of Roy there, and the belly is me, yes. Yes.
Okay, good to know. Hey, Uncle Roy, just to let you know, Dr. Tar was supposed to be here as part of this interview, but at the last minute, we had some cantankerous patients that he had to see to. So, unfortunately, this is going to be just between you and me, or maybe fortunately. I don't know at this point.
Oh, this is Dr. Feather. Oh, I thought this was Carl Weathers. Well, that's okay, you know. Dr. Tar, he needs to take care of them issues, so let's do it up.
Well, he is taking care of his issues.
Yeah, I bet he is. Glug, glug.
So, okay, Uncle Roy, hey, what made you become the demented host that you are today?
Well, actually, my hand was kind of forced into it by the merciless Scooty Burrell of Scooty Burrell Productions. I owed him a hefty sum of money, and it was either my life or host his ratty ass show, and I chose the show. But it was a good decision because I'm having fun doing it, and I get to sign a lot of boobies.
True. Hey, how long have you been a host?
About 3 years now. Before that, I was a professional dog groomer. And a lot of other things.
Professional dog groomer. Oh, I can see you as a professional. No, I can't. So where are you located?
I'm in wonderful Independence, Missouri, the heart of God's country.
Okay, so Independence, isn't that near Kansas City, or aren't you a suburb of Kansas City?
Yeah, it's we're right next to it, probably 3 minutes down the road. Yeah.
Oh, okay, hey, So are you, like, you part of any of those Kansas City mobs? Just curious.
Oh, no. I stay in the cellar of no return as much as possible. The only time I ever get out is to go pick up a few things here and there, roadkill, whiskey, the occasional hooter, you know what I'm saying? I'm not part of any organizations, or organized crime, for that matter.
Good to know. Just curious, you know, you hear these rumors. Hey, you know, your show isn't the typical, you know, usual, quote, horror host, quote, theme. What's your thinking behind that? And also, to add to that, what has been the response to your show?
It's been here and there. You know, some people like it, some people hate it. Some people have constructed altars to me in their spare closets. The thinking behind the show is more of a short attention span theater type thing. I don't want to plague somebody with a 2.5-hour really bad movie. They can just watch people beating each other up or midgets. I don't know. But that's the extent of it.
Okay. No, I understand that. I guess, how do you distribute your show?
Word of mouth, conventions, the WWW. Sometimes I go out on roller skates and deliver them in a shopping cart around the neighborhood.
Now that I'd like to see. Got any footage of that?
Very sexy. Yeah. It'll be in the mail to you tomorrow.
All right. So, what about a website? Do you have a website?
Yes, it's www.inkorama.iwarp.com. And it's a crappy free site that locks up a lot, so don't expect anything fancy.
Okay, yeah, that's good to know, because I checked it out the other day, and it kind of locked up in a few places. But I'm on one of those, snail connections, man. I'm on a dial-up.
Yeah, you got the monkey on the bicycle like I do.
That's a good way to describe it. I don't know, man. It's more like the turtle on a tricycle.
A turtle on a tricycle chasing a milk bone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, do you play any musical instruments? This is a lead-in.
I play the guitar somewhat. I'm fair at it. I play a pretty mean goose harp, and I've been known to play the skin flute from time to time.
Okay, here's one that Dr. Tarr wanted to ask you. And you might have to explain this to me, because I don't know a lot about this.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask this for Dr. Tarr. This is a...
this man.
He says that it has been evidence has been uncovered that you are the son of Momo. Is this true?
Son of Momo?
Momo.
No, actually, my father was a racehorse named Charlie, and that's the God's honest truth.
Okay, well, do you know who Momo is?
I don't know who Momo is. I don't know. I think Tar's off of his... off of his game or something there.
Well, according to Tarr, Momo, like your area's version of the Bigfoot.
Oh, that Momo. Oh.
Oh, that yes. Momo.
Yes, there. I have heard of that Momo. I didn't know what you were talking about. I thought you said Moo Moo.
Now, I haven't seen you in a Moo Moo yet, but, you know, not looking forward to that.
I thought you were describing my current state of dress. Momo is, Momo is a big, fat, hairy around here.
So Tar's question was pretty good.
Yeah, there is a Momo, and, boy, if I could think of the other one's name, I'd tell you there's another one, too. It's kind of a Ogopogo type thing, you know, the scaly Loch Ness type monsters.
Oh, really? A lake creature?
Yeah, supposedly. I think it's a really big damn catfish, though.
Probably. Hey, do you attend very many conventions? You mentioned conventions earlier.
Well, I attend the big one in Cleveland, Little Kenny Kish's Cinema Waste Doodly thing there. And that's about the only one I ever attend, because it's got the best gas, then I can usually score a few ounces or, you know what I mean. I don't do any of the others, though.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Yeah, it's a good convention. That's where we met.
Hey, you know what I mean.
Oh, that's for sure. Okay, so hey, so you're going to be at the October Cinema Wasteland?
I'm definitely planning on it. Things are looking as slick as a virgin honey whistle right now. And we're working on some stuff. We're working on episode 4 to take with us. And hey, it looks good right now, but you never know what might rear its ugly head before October. So, but I'm thinking we're going to be there with bells on.
Well, we hope so. Tar and I really enjoyed your company at the last one that we attended together, so that will be a good time. And it's always a good time at the Cinema Wasteland.
Oh, yes, it is.
Let's talk a little bit about the other people who appear on your show. Give us some of the dirt on some of them. Come on. Just between you and me.
well, let's see. There's Dobbs the Wee. I won Dobbs the Wee in a poker game back in about 79 over in Malaysia. It was between him and some fishing tackle. And I thought, you know, it would be nice to own a midget. It might help out. Well, he turned into a royal pain in the ass, and I've been trying to get rid of him ever since. But you know what they say, you can't kill a midget. So unless you're of a village, is, I guess, then. Let's see who else is on the show. My gay brother, Lucius.
Bull Dykes and Big Guns.
Yes, hurry, Bob. I have respect for Lucius Hoggins. He knows how to run a show, but man, let me tell you, the man's a pedophile. I hate to throw out rotten egg terms there, but pedophile, petter ass.
He's a petter ass, okay.
Petter ass.
Here we go, fellow inmates.
I bet you got some petter ass there in the asylum, don't you?
Oh, we can't talk about that.
The only other person we have on the show right now is my baby brother, Damron. And he's 500 pounds of Hoggins. He's a little thick-skulled, little vacant up there. But he's a good kid. And that's about it. That's aside from a few other people that have came around, he's the only one that's been on other than the other two. Well, that's a conundrum, ain't it?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, you got, what, 3 episodes out right now, and you got the 4th one about due to come out, right?
It's about a quarter done.
Okay.
We shot some stuff with my personal trainer, Jack Lillard. He pulled a 1972 Cadillac with his teeth by a chain, and we did some sit-ups. And so, well, we did one set of one sit-up.
You could do one?
One set of one sit-up. We're big boys, mind you, and we don't like to break a sweat in our clothes. So, yeah, it's going to be a damn good show. It's got the makings for time capsule material, I'm telling you.
So, hey, what's the best part about being a horror host?
Let's see, making absolutely no money and basically sucking rocks. No, it's the camaraderie, it's the friendship. You know, you and Tar and Feather are probably my favorite two there, aside from the Bone Jangler and the Ghastly One and a few others. You know, it's a good way to make friends, and there again, you get to sign them boobies.
That is true, which is not a bad thing in some people's books.
No,
my book.
Nothing like signing a big perky breast.
That's true. Okay, so are there any other hosts in your area?
Absolutely none that I know of. The horror host thing in Kansas City died out in the 80s. our last real host was Cremacia Mortem.
Was who?
Cremacia Mortem.
Oh, okay, yeah, right.
She hosted a little show called The Creature Feature. And before her, the really only hosts we had were, we had Gregory Graves and Marilyn the Witch, who is actually actress Nora Dodo Denny, who was in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. They were the last ones before her, and they were 1960s. So, and we had Mr. Mummy. But other than that, I think I'm the dodo around here. I'm a dying breed.
Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah. So, yeah.
Have any others at all, to be honest with you.
So, tell us about Fish Taco Magazine.
Oh, Christ.
So you're a surf and turf kind of guy?
Well, you know, that was a good friend of mine, Mr. Senior Stinky, that did that. And I don't know, it was a fairly legitimate magazine, fairly true, fairly accurate in its stories. But I don't know, I wiped my butt on a few of them, I have to say.
Okay, so, I mean, yeah, I just was curious. I saw that, and it, yeah, I was like, what is that? So I had to ask.
That was a friend of mine that did that. He tried to write his own magazine, got some fairly decent interviews. I think he blew his mind out with coke and stopped. So that's where that went.
Hey, we mentioned a little while ago that you play guitar.
Yes.
Who are some of your favorite bands?
I don't know. I'm into everything from Thelonious Monk to Black Flag. You know, everything in between. If it's enjoyable music, I dig it. If it's crack, then I turn it off. You know. I don't know. I kind of like G.G. Allin. Nobody else does, but I do.
Yeah. Yeah, I could tell you some stories about G.G. Allin.
Sure you could.
I'd met him a couple of times. Seriously.
Make you put your cell phone down the front of his underwear and call him about 60 times on vibrate.
No kidding. Oh, yeah, he was a piece of work.
Great A nut job. But I respect the man for having the balls to go out there and do what he did. Although he was talentless, really. But, hey, dropping trowel on the stage and throwing it at the crowd, I haven't even brought myself to do that yet.
Yeah, that takes a certain amount of guts. I'd say balls, but he didn't really have any.
Yeah, he wasn't well endowed, was he?
No. therein lies his whole problem, my friend.
Yes.
So, G.G. Allin. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah, are you familiar with the Dead Boys?
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about them, but I know who they are. Yeah, I got a show of theirs, actually, that I don't think I've ever even watched. But you played with the Dead Boys, or you have some kind of tie to them, don't you?
Yeah, I was in a band with Stiv Bators. Yeah, we were called Mother Goose. Hey, here's another Tar question, since he's not here.
I so wish he was there. I would love to bring up the fact that I seen him crash into a table full of alcohol up in Cleveland, and it was one of the most hilarious things I've ever seen.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he'll appreciate that. When he hears this interview, that'll give him a chuckle. So anyway, here's his question. What's your favorite Halloween memory?
Ooh. Man, I don't know. I don't know. In our family, we had a weird religion that our mother didn't really let us have Halloween. So I think just watching specials on TV, you know, the Peanuts thing and the Scary Movies is about it, because we didn't do much trick-or-treating. We weren't allowed to. We get our fun from the Great Pumpkin and The Fat Albert Halloween special with Mudfoot.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's kind of interesting. That's interesting, Uncle Roy.
Yes.
Okay. So, hey, is there any question that I haven't asked that you would like to answer?
let's see. I can't think of any right off the top of my head. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank. I just smoked a whole bunch of stuff, and, you know, I'm a little vacant right now.
Okay, let me ask you an easier question then.
Sure.
So what does the future hold for Uncle Roy Hoggins?
Oh, Lord. I hope getting over this constipation bout, because I've been sitting on this toilet for about 2.5 hours, and the turtle still isn't coming out of its shell. Let's see what else. Fame, fortune, rest, I don't know, horror host underground going on. Benny Hill coming back to life would be nice.
There you go.
Pipes, I don't know. Yeah, that's an open book. I don't know.
Okay. So anyway, so did you say that you're still right? You're in the process of production of episode 4, correct?
Yes.
All right. And you gave me that website earlier. What I'll do is, you know, because this gets posted to our website on the internet, and I'll just have a link there to your website, and they'll have to listen to the interview to get the disclaimer.
what's the disclaimer?
That you said your website didn't work real good all the time.
Oh, yes, the pictures seem to lock up. Old Scooty hasn't shelled out any money to buy a real damn website, so we're working with the free one, and I don't know, I think the MySpace thing works better.
There you go, we didn't even talk about that. You are on MySpace.
Yeah, I'm on MySpace. It's, I don't even know how you would look for me, because I don't know, just put in Uncle Roy Hoggins and I'm sure I would come up in there somewhere.
Yeah, that's true. And if you can't find him that way, go to Tar and Feather site, Professor Feather, and he's one of our top A.
So. I'm on the top.
I'm one of those cool MySpace people.
I'm on the top of a lot of people's shit lists, let me tell you.
Well,
or was I not supposed to say shit?
Oh, nobody said you couldn't say it.
Oh, doing it, so it's the first thing to come to mind.
Yes, gotcha. No, that's for sure.
Yes.
So do you ever make any, like, public appearances or anything?
The only public appearance I've made is the Cinema Wasteland doohickey up there in Cleveland. Other than that, no.
Nothing local?
No, it's very possible. There's a few nerdy comic book conventions coming up, which I don't dig that, but I'll do it if it gets me out there. And then I actually... the show is coming out in a video store, and they said I could come out and sign some boobies and have some bagels, and so that could be coming up.
Well, there you go. That sounds kind of interesting.
I think it sounds like a treat.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, because, you know, you're talking about the comic book conventions. That might not be a bad idea, because you'll definitely stand out.
Yeah, you know, it's usually always comic book artists and kids that sleep in their mom's basement and have really bad bed hair. So I think I would be the top of the heap there.
Well, yeah. Oh, boy. If you're the top of the heap.
If I'm the top of the heap, I hate to see the bottom.
Me too.
Sorry, bastards down there.
All right. Well, Uncle Roy, I can't really think a whole lot else to ask you right now. I mean, is there anything you'd like to say?
I would just like to say that anybody that wants to watch a good show with lots of entertainment and laughs and tears and joy should watch Stinkorama. And, you know, if you don't watch it, I'll have to do something bad to myself. So just watch the show. That's all I can say. And support your local horror host. That's a definite.
There you go. Hey, speaking of your show then, how can people get a hold of it?
They can go to the website there that you have, and there's a contact page. And I have a P.O. box. You want me to give the P.O. box out too?
Sure.
Okay, it's Inkarama, P.O. Box 520-875, Independence, Missouri, 64052. And I prefer people write to the P.O. box because I had a nut show up on my porch to try to set itself on fire one night. So
did he? Did he?
What do you think we ate for breakfast?
All right.
Yes, I love brisket.
Whole brain food.
Yes.
Very good, Uncle Roy. Well, yeah, that sounds good. When your fourth episode comes out, I'm sure I'll know right away and let me know, and we'll put a little plug for it on our website. And,
super.
I just want to tell people we've seen episodes 1 and 2, and Tara and I love them. They're definitely not for the squeamish, which is a good thing. They're a refreshing blast of adult material. Let me tell you, I don't know how else to put it. It's all pretty good, but some of it's pretty darn disturbing.
And I'm always in the position to plug you, my dear professor. Yes.
So anyway, I just wanted everybody out there to know that, and to know that, you know, the Dr. Tar, I miss Dr. Tar. He should be here. Next time, we'll give you a call in a couple of months, and Dr. Tar will be here, and we'll talk again. We'll see what's going on. Maybe we'll talk right before the Cinema Wasteland.
I miss his smiling eyes. I've got one last message for the listeners out there, okay?
Okay.
Oh, the sound of success.
Thanks.
I've been carrying that around for 4 days.
What's that?
I've been carrying that around for 4 days.
Oh, well, hey, glad you could feel better, my friend. So we're going to have to cut this off, Uncle Roy. We've been talking to Uncle Roy Hoggins. Want everybody to go to Uncle Roy's website. And Uncle Roy, say goodbye to the fellow inmates.
Goodbye, fellow inmates. I look to join you soon.